The Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs who lived together with their mother and father in a little house. But as they grew bigger, the house seemed to get smaller and smaller. "There's just not enough room," cried their mother one day. "You must go out and make your own way in the world."
"I'll build a house of my own," declared the first little pig.
"So will I,"
said the second.
"I will too,"
said the third. The first little pig built himself a house of straw. The second little pig built himself a house of sticks. And the third little pig built himself a house made of stone. It took much longer to build than the other two, but it was very warm and cozy inside. Soon after the first little pig had finished his house of straw, there was a knock at the door.
"Little pig, little pig, please let me in," said a big black wolf who was thinking of pork chops for lunch.
"No, not by the hair on my chin-chin-chin. I won't let you in,"
said the first little pig, bolting his straw door.
The wolf growled, "Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down."
And that's exactly what he did. The straw house blew away like a flimsy haystack, and the first little pig ran squealing to the house of the second little pig. The wolf came panting after him and arrived at the door of the stick house.
"Little pigs, little pigs, oh, please let me in," called the wolf through the letterbox, thinking of the nice juicy bacon he would have for tea.
"No, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin. I won't let you in,"
squealed the second little pig, and he bolted his door of twigs.
"Then I'll huff, then I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down."
And that's exactly what he did. The house of sticks blew away like a rickety bonfire, and the two little pigs ran away squealing to the stone house of their brother. The wolf came panting after them and snarled through the letterbox of the third little pig's house.
"Little pigs, little pigs, please let me in," cried the wolf, thinking of delicious ham for supper.
"No, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin. I won't let you in,"
squealed the third little pig, and he bolted the big oak door of his stone house. The wolf only laughed.
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down."
And that's exactly what he tried to do. He huffed and he puffed. And then he puffed and he huffed. But however much he huffed and however much he puffed, not one stone of the house moved.
"I've had enough of this little pig," growled the hungry wolf. "He thinks he's safe inside his stone house, but there's more than one way of getting indoors."
He fetched a ladder and climbed up on the roof of the stone house.
"Three little pigs for dinner," he thought. "Yum, yum, yum."
And he began to climb down inside the chimney. Inside, the three little pigs heard the wolf's claws scrabbling on the roof.
"Oh, mercy,"
cried the first and second little pigs.
"What should we do?"
But the third little pig, who was busy making soup in a cooking pot over the open fire, only fanned the flames and listened to the hot soup bubbling. The wolf slithered down the chimney and fell, splash, into the cooking pot. There was one loud screech, and that, I'm glad to say, was the end of the wicked wolf.